Morning Madhouse, don't stop. Yeah.
Paul 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Clocking in this morning, 68 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 91. I got to get myself together this morning, y'all. Got some sad news. Young man in the community that I know was actually shot and killed last night. I was just with him Sunday. Just crazy news that I got early this morning. It's like as soon as I turned my phone on, I got messages and a phone call. And it's just with everything going on. And then it hit us this morning. It just kind of like threw me for a complete loop this morning. So good morning, Miss Jessica.
Good morning, Larry. I'm sorry to hear about your friend.
Yeah, it was just crazy.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that. There's a lot, you know, protests have really taken over the news, and but we can't remember that in addition. We can't forget that in addition to protests that are going on, you know, there's still life that's still going on and COVID that's still going on. And, you know, we're still losing people to that and, unfortunately, to other violent acts. So I'm sorry to hear about your friend this morning.
Yeah, well, you know, you wake up in the morning, you want to be in a positive mood. But when you wake up in the morning, I don't know how many of y'all ever woke up in the morning and just hear a grown man on the phone crying. And then just knowing that, you know, I was just with this young man Sunday. We just had a huge conversation about some things we were going to do this weekend. And it just kind of like put everything more and more in perspective. So for me, I was just like, yo, like, man, like, it's crazy. And then to hear, you know, because you hear stuff through the streets about what happened or what may have happened, and just to hear that part of it is even more baffling, and it's just crazy. Shout out to Pastor John P. Key. I've been talking to him this morning as well, and he's already said he's going to step up and help the family, so shout out to him. Shout out to my big homie, Big Murph, who is actually feeling the pain this morning, too. He's the one who called me and gave me the news, so just crazy, man. Good morning, Burp. I'm sorry.
No, good morning, man. Good morning. Sorry about the news. Sorry about your friend. I hate that you had to wake up to that information. You hate waking up to any type of information like that.
Yeah, man. It was just like, like, what? It's crazy because we just all took a picture together. So I posted a picture this morning. Mm. We all just took the picture together. And when he called, you know, I've gotten a phone call like this before. And you kind of know, like, when you hear somebody's voice, you already kind of know, like, something is dead wrong. Mm-hmm. But then when you hear and you start to disseminate the information on what exactly is wrong, it's like, man, damn. Like, for real? Like, me and this man was just talking, hugging, having conversations, talking about, you know, the program that he started in his neighborhood and, you know, how he was going to help, how he asked me to, you know, come through, help move the program forward. And, you know, I committed to that. And shout out to Levante Early. He was helping out with it, too. So it's just like, man, for real, like, is this what we out here doing? And I always tell people, I don't know people backstory. I just know people that as I meet them in the community. I don't know people backstory. I just meet people on their front story, meaning that I know people as I meet them. And I always judge people about or by their heart and what you're doing. And this young man, as far as I know, man, this man had a good heart. So,
and you know, Larry, and it I hope that in order to continue his legacy, that you know, people like Levante and you and everybody else that he was working with continue on with his plans.
Oh yeah,
because the work
we was talking about
every
this morning too.
Bit of this work is still needed. So,
oh yeah,
yeah.
Just saying, man, I'm gonna try to get myself together this morning though. Yeah, Burp, you good this morning, man?
Yeah. As good as you can be.
I didn't mean to dampen the mood, but it's just, you know what I mean? You know, we always come on this show and we always 100% transparent with our listeners and, you know, about the stuff we go through. And that's just what happened this morning. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Want to shout out to the West Side Natives this morning. They had me on their podcast last night. Shout out to them. I was out with them last night. So shout out to them, too. They doing good work in the community and, you know, their whole team over there. So, you know, they've been asking us as a Morning Madhouse to come on the show. They caught up with me yesterday and was like, yo, can you come through? I was like, yeah, man, I ain't doing it. I'll slide through. So we just chopped it up about everything that's going on in the city and, you know, from the protests to the violence to everything. So shout out to them and all the great work they're doing. And I'm going to shut up and go and get the show started. Today's inspirational power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Sometimes we're like Raymond.
WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 608, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. Today's high is going to be right near 91. Y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. Time to hit the hashtag, hashtag MHQOTD. Your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
All right, Madhouse Nation, yesterday was hashtag Blackout Tuesday. We saw people from around the world, even the nation, participate in this social media protest. And so we want to know, do you think things like Blackout Tuesday work during times like this? Are they beneficial to this movement? And I say yes. I think it's beneficial because it identifies people that are participating. So someone that might have questions about how they might be able to help or exactly, because we saw with Angie, there are some people out here in the world that think that they're doing a benefit and they have absolutely no idea of the real problem that we're out here fighting. So it might show somebody, okay, I know this person. I might be able to go and ask this person some questions to get a better understanding for myself. I think that, and I've been saying this from the beginning, this is a multi-layer problem that is going to need multiple solutions in order to fix. So I think that this is a good one part of that problem because social media is so powerful. This is something that the majority of people use every single day. And I also think that it was beneficial because, you know, like I'm on social media all the time. It was good to see not so much junk yesterday and more information. It cleared it up so that the information was prevalent. And it's also good to see those people that talk a good game but won't even participate in something as simple as this. And they ain't doing nothing else either. Mm. So I think it's good for multiple reasons.
I'm going to agree with you, Ms. Jessica. I think it was definitely good. I mean, like you said, I think we got to do things on so many different levels. I think this is a start. And, you know, if nothing else, it is a start of people at least attempting to come together and attempting to start a change. You know, it shows that we can, it shows our power for social media. And, you know, also a lot of, I don't know if you reported on this, but Rihanna stopped the sales of her Fenty brand yesterday. So it just showed the world that, hey, we can make stuff move if we all get together and make it move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I view it differently. I don't. I understand what the purpose of it was, but what did it do? I get it. It didn't. Nobody said. We said do Blackout Tuesday, but nobody said stop posting on Instagram. Nobody shut Instagram down. We did it to show solidarity, which I understand. I understand the solidarity. But what did he do? Just like,
I think to answer your question, Burpee, it wasn't meant to, Blackout Tuesday was not meant to shut Instagram down. That wasn't the purpose of it. Instagram is much needed in this fight. It was to not post what you normally would post as far as like the irrelevant stuff for the cause. And it was a time to post information specifically relevant to this. it wasn't a movement to shut Instagram down.
I completely understand all of that, but we only do it when something like this happens. Nobody's going to do another Blackout Tuesday next Tuesday, or the Tuesday after, or 5 months from now when this is blown over. But my mindset is all about action, all about what's getting done to, even with the protests. At this point, with the protests, I'm just like, okay, cool. I get it. But now I'm seeing the same thing every day on the news with every protest in every city. We're not sitting on any federal building steps trying to get something done. We're not talking to any presidents. We're trying to get somebody to hear us. Nah. It ain't about that no more. We've been trying to get somebody to hear us for 400, 500 years. It's time that we go make somebody listen. The fight was never us bringing the fight to them. It was always brought to us, and we're asking to, okay, well, listen. That's just me. That's just me. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm not that person that's saying don't do it. I posted a blackout in solidarity with everyone else, but I don't see the benefit.
All right. If you want to comment, make sure. How do we comment, Miss Jessica?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave your comments on our voicemail 704-227-8780.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no.
Pod98WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Make sure y'all tap in on the Madhouse question of the day, hashtag MHQOTD. The question is, what, Miss Jessica?
We want to know, do you think things like Blackout Tuesday work in a time like this? Do you think that they are beneficial? What you saw yesterday happen on social media, do you think that that's beneficial to the cause?
All right, you can tap in on our Instagram page. You can hit me at I Am No Limit Larry.
With me at Hey Miss Jessica.
And on my page at I Am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
And of course on the show page, Morning Madhouse, that is the show page of the Morning Madhouse. So y'all can tap in on that. Coming up, we got your classic throwback song of the morning. And we got a Working Woman Wednesday topic, man. Shout out to Kiki Palmer. She was out there in the streets. We're going to let y'all listen to what happened with Kiki and a National Guard man out in the street on yesterday. It's Pod 98.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Work is Friday. Everybody go shout, work is Friday.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And Ms. Jessica, you actually found this story.
Yes, there was a hardworking woman out there in the streets yesterday, one that a lot of us know and love, and that is Miss Kiki Palmer. She was at a protest in L.A., walking with the people, and she actually walked up on the National Guard, found the National Guard out there. As you know, President Trump has said he's sending in her troops to, you know, get back at the protesters, at these thugs, quote-unquote thugs, as
now,
he
this
calls
is what
that.
He said. If they loot, we shoot. That's what he said.
Yeah.
That's what
well, she was out there and she spotted the National Guardman and stopped and basically said to them, hey, look, we have a president out here who is trying to incite a race war. We are walking peacefully. And then she asked them to do something special. You want to play the audio, Larry?
Got it for you right here.
Use for people to come out here and use firearms against the people that are protesting. This is the messages that we're seeing. I don't know if you on social media because the news don't tell you everything, but you have to pay attention to what's going on, or else we have a president that's trying to incite a race war. And when the borders are closed, we can't leave. You have people in here that need your help. This is when you and y'all stand together with the community, with society, to stop the governmental oppression, period. We need you. So then march with us. March beside us. You get your people. Y'all march beside us. March beside us. March beside us. Let the revolution be televised. March beside us and show us that you're here for us.
Make
history with us. Let's just do it. March with us. We start marching and you march with us. Please.
Just do it.
Do it. Just come on. Let's just do it. March with us. We start marching and you march with us. Please.
Just do it.
Do it. Just come on.
I can't leave this post. I will march through this street with you guys.
to that next intersection.
I don't know.
It was from this intersection to that intersection, but I have to control this area.
Control.
What are you controlling?
What is it, the control man? March with us. It was sending a huge message. We just march. Just march with us. March the whole round with us. March you and your men. Y'all protect us. Protect us. Y'all march with us. March around like we just did. Do that march with us. Y'all stand beside us. No, you don't, because you're the protector. So if you can't patrol yourself, if it's you that's supposed to be controlling us, then walk with us.
I'm also protecting some of these businesses.
Okay. Can you do me a favor? Can you take a knee? Can you take a knee?
I don't know. That ain't enough for me.
That's all.
That ain't enough for me.
Shout out to Keke Palmer. Number one, she's one of my faves. I love her. Definitely out there on the front lines with it. And as we watched her engage with the National Guard, I think she did have a point. You know, come on and walk with us. And, you know, I will say he tried to oblige. He did say, I will walk this intersection because I don't want to leave my post. And, you know, I feel your pain. And they asked him to take a knee, and he did take a knee. And I think the question we're going to ask y'all this morning is, do y'all think, should he have walked? Was he right in kneeling? I think he was in the catch 22.
There are a lot, there are officers and law enforcement that are out here that are feeling the conflict that man felt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that are sort of like, you know, like, I want to be out here. I've spoken to some of them, you know, off the record. They're friends. And, you know, they said, you know, I want to be out here and I want to be fighting with my people. The other side of this is, you know, I got to be able to provide myself and my family. You know, this is my job. And they got into these professions for the right reason. You know, they got into them to protect and to serve. And, you know, they're good and they're bad in this profession. So, you know, like, how do they balance this?
And you know, I think he tried. I think he really, you know, for him, I think he tried. I would have loved to see him say, well, you know, all of us can't leave, but some of them could walk with y'all. You know, I would have loved to see that. I think he tried to oblige by kneeling, and he even said, hey, I'll walk this intersection with y'all. But, and you know, I feel the pain of Keke is saying, like, hey, what are y'all patrolling? Like, y'all patrolling this building, but we ain't doing nothing to this building. Come on and walk with us.
The other side of this is, maybe this was a blessing. Maybe that man knew that the other guardsmen that he was standing out there with weren't the ones that needed to be left alone to, quote unquote, protect people. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe he was like, I need to be here to watch, not you all, but to watch them.
Yeah. Well, I say he might have could have sent a few, because, you know, every post has a command, and he might have been the man that's on command for that post. So he could have delegated to me. I mean, that's just my opinion. What you got, Burp?
I hear y'all, but miss me with all, not you and Jessica, but the trooper, the National Guard. Because at what point, the same way we ask, what cop is going to step in and stop the fellow cops from doing something bad? What troop is going to step in and say, no, I'm not going in here to do your dirty work? Speaking of the government officials or the president, I'm not going in here to spray these people with pepper gas for no pepper balls for no reason. I'm not going to do it. What officer, what troop is going to say that? What military man is going to say that? That's when I'll be like, okay, yeah, there's some good ones out there. But until I see.
But the National Guard ain't the ones that's out here shooting us down and killing us, though.
No, you're right.
And
but
also,
in this conversation, this National Guard, he was like, okay, I can patrol.
They're not doing it. They're not the ones that's out there doing it.
No. But
that's
he
all
said,
I'm saying.
He said, I'll kneel with you.
Yeah.
I got a problem with that because of the simple fact that when we were kneeling, everybody had a problem with it.
He might not have been one of those people that had a problem with it.
If all of the good cops say that they're coming off of the road, then we got the bad cops out here. That are like, we want the good cops to stand up and take a stand, but we're looking for them to hold their brethren accountable. We need them out there on the streets holding them accountable in the public. If they're not there to do that.
Who's protecting the protesters? That's my point. Who is protecting the protesters? They're protecting the buildings.
I get it, but we can't have the good cops sitting at home, too.
Huh?
We can't have, I don't think that we can have the good cops sitting at home, too.
All right.
They got to be out there saying to the other ones, hey, that's too far.
All right, Madhouse Nation.
That's what we're looking for.
Madhouse Nation, y'all tap in. What do y'all feel about it? 570-WPEG. Kiki Palmer was out live on the streets. Ran into a National Guard. If you heard the audio, what do you feel about it? Charlotte's plug is Pod 88.
Get up, ladies. Kevin, I woke up like this.
Today is for the ladies.
I woke up like this.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Power98FM.com is your one stop for everything hip-hop and R&B in the Queen City.
Find out what your favorite personalities are doing.
Find out about the hottest events happening in Charlotte, the latest celebrity gossip, and get up on the new music we're playing.
You'll also find out how you can get your song played on the radio.
Play my song.
All this, and you can listen live and take us everywhere you go.
So log on now and see what you've been missing.
Power98FM.com.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, talking about Kiki Palmer. She was out on the front lines on yesterday and ran into the National Guard and had a conversation with him.
The president talking about the Second Amendment as a use for people to come out here and use firearms against the people that are protesting. This is the messages that we're seeing. I don't know if you are on social media because the news don't tell you everything, but you have to pay attention to what's going on, or else we have a president that's trying to incite a race war. And when the borders are closed, we can't leave. You have people in here that need your help. This is when you and y'all stand together with the community, with society, to stop the governmental oppression, period. We need you. So then march with us. March beside us. You get your people. Y'all march beside us. March beside us. March beside us. Let the revolution be televised. March beside us and show us that you're here for us.
Make history
with us. Let's just do it. March with us. We start marching and you march with us. Please.
Just do it.
Do it. Let's just do it. March with us. We start marching and you march with us. Please.
Just do it.
Do it. Just as long. Be the change.
I can't leave this post. I will march through this street with you guys to that next intersection.
I don't know.
March from this intersection to that intersection, but I have to control this area.
Control.
What are you controlling?
What is it to control, man? March with us. It will send a huge message. We just march. Just march with us. March the whole round with us. March you and your men. Y'all protect us. Protect us. Y'all march with us. March around like we just did. Do that march with us. Y'all stand beside us. No, you don't, because you're the protector. So if you can't patrol yourself, if it's you that's supposed to be patrolling us, then walk with us.
I'm also protecting some of these businesses.
Okay. Okay.
So we're talking about this morning inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. What do y'all think about this situation? Good morning. Power 98 WPG. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, this is Money Mike.
What's up, Money Mike? What up, bro?
What's up? Hey, what's the question with Kiki Palmer? Is the National Guard, like, what should they have done?
Yeah, like, what do you feel about what transpired between the National Guard and Kiki Palmer? Do you feel like he was right in kneeling, or what could he have done, or she just, you know, stuck to his guns and did what he did?
Oh, there's nothing he could have done. He might even get in trouble for kneeling. See, I was in the military, and you pretty much signed a contract. The government pretty much owns you.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen guys get rode up for getting sunburned, and they call it damage to government property.
Wow.
When I was in the military. So what, he's under orders, so he has to follow his orders, or if he'd have left his post and his orders were to man that post, that would have been unauthorized absence, and he can look at charges and he could do fed time. If they're given orders to shoot, I mean, that's their orders. Now, you don't have to. Because if you don't feel like it's right, you don't have to do it, but then you're still going to be brought up on charges, and they might have to figure it out later. But the military ain't nothing to play with, man. When they got orders, they follow them orders. They are trained to follow orders. That's it. They're not trained to think.
So you think he was right in what he did?
If he wanted to keep his job and he didn't want to come up on charges, because that would have been unauthorized absence if he had left his post and he wasn't ordered to leave his post.
All right. Thank you for your comment this morning, Money Mike.
Yeah.
Power 98, good morning.
Morning, Madhouse.
Talk to me, big dog.
Yeah, in reference to Keke Palmer, big ups to her for, you know, on the front lines. I want to say that first. And the incident about the National Guard, I don't know if he was a captain or sergeant or whatever, but if he was in charge of that post, the area where they was at, if he would have marched with them, someone watching white or whatever would have sent that video to the top-ranking officials of the military, he would have been kicked, court-martialed, or kicked out of the service. That's something I do know.
Mm-hmm.
And if that would have happened with the people standing up for him and take care of him and his family, that was my question. He was put on the spot at that time. Me, him wanting to walk down the street, to me, that was good enough for me. That's my opinion.
All right. I
mean, he offered that, yeah.
Thank you for your comment this morning, bro.
All right, man.
Just got a DM. This is, comes from Brianna. Brianna says, hey, so to answer your question, Keke was directing her energy toward the wrong people, the National Guard. The young man was definitely conflicted due to the fact in his oath, he swore to abide by the orders of the President of the United States. If he goes against that in any way, he can be arrested and dishonorably discharged from the National Guard. He tried to support the movement without going against his oath. What do y'all feel about that comment?
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with being dishonorably discharged if I
don't. You're cool with that.
Listen. That's the mentality mm-hmm. that has to be taken on. That didn't say you'll go to jail.
You might.
It said you'll be dishonorably discharged.
You might, but you can also be brought upon charges when in the military.
I would be that one. I ain't speaking for nobody else. I would be the one. If my president...
You know what, man? A lot of people say, I would do this, I would do that. When you gonna do it? You ain't got arrested one time.
In the military.
You ain't threw a rock through a building yet.
I'm not...
It's not just
you
about...
You got to be in the military to do that.
Discharge. That's not the only repercussion behind that.
What about... My brother and I just went downtown yesterday.
Okay.
With my brother.
Did you throw a rock through a building?
No.
You said you was gonna be one of the ones that was about that life.
And let me say this, it's not okay. only about being honorably discharged. It's about, what if that man has a family? I now don't have a way to pay for my family. What if that man is one of the good ones that is out there and he's willing to step up and hold people accountable? It's not just, I'm willing to get honorably discharged. Like, no, it's a lot more to this story.
Right and wrong. If your president tells you to go down there to shoot people just because they're looting, and you say, you're the president?
He wasn't shooting, but that's the oath you take when you become right. a National Guard, when you become an Army, when you become right. a Marine. That's the oath you take. You abide by the orders yes. of the president.
That's the oath.
Do we have a fool-ass president? Yes, I believe we have a fool-ass okay. president.
That's the point.
But, they weren't down there shooting people.
No,
they not. Like I'm I said earlier, they not the ones down here shooting us down
I'm
on the
street. I'm not saying that they were down there shooting. I'm saying which one is going to stand up and say, okay, I don't believe in what the president is asking me to do. Who is going to say that? Who is down there? Not one person has come out and said, I'm going to protect this person that is protesting against police brutality, against black people being done wrong. I haven't heard anybody say that. I've heard people say, oh, I stand with you. Oh, I hear
well,
what you're
not,
saying.
But that's not true.
Do you think that we need a National Guard,
Murphy? The officers in Houston said that they was going to stand with the people and they're going to protect
the people. They organized the whole
Yeah, march. The officers in Houston
Murphy,
said that.
Do you
that.
Think that we need a National Guard?
Say it again, Jess.
Do you that we need a National Guard?
Yes, I do think we need a National Guard.
But under your logic, they all need because of what Donald Trump is doing.
No, that's not my logic. My logic is when it's something that's wrong being done.
The president wrong all together.
That, okay, so stand up and say what
so everybody needs. So everybody in the National Guard need to leave because the president wrong.
Everybody doesn't have common sense.
Okay.
Just like everybody's not racist, there are people who are racist. Everybody doesn't yeah. think the same way. But at the same time, if you know the
so
difference
everybody
between and wrong.
Right, so everybody in the National Guard who disagrees with what the president said need to leave right now.
No. I'm not saying they need to leave. I'm saying if the president tells you to go to a city mm-hmm. to protect the city from
which
the
is
people,
what he's done.
Which
is,
yeah.
to shoot tear gas, to shoot
the National Guard not shooting tear gas.
I know that, but your president said when they start looting,
we start shooting.
We start
but
shooting.
They haven't did that.
Nobody from the National Guard has stood up and said, I'm not shooting somebody because
and
of what
they're doing. And also nobody from the National Guard has shot anybody either.
I know that, Larry. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is nobody in the military, even though they've taken that oath, is still wrong in what Donald Trump has asked of those men and women to do.
Right.
So, nobody has come up. So your point is, so they, said,
but just
what you're asking, what I'm saying is,
they might not have said it out loud, but they might when they go out there, they're not doing that. So we can't say that they out there that they're out there to shoot the people that's doing it because they haven't done that yet.
Larry,
so
I can
take a stand by not doing it when I get there. I can still be taking a stand though.
No, that's not the stand that you're taking. If you're sitting there telling Keke Palmer, that I can't leave this post, I understand what you're saying. All she asked, was, who is protecting us?
Mm-hmm.
I can leave your post, walk up the street, and the next one might not agree with how you feel and shoot me just because. Not saying that that's what will happen, but with a police officer. You know who police officers are? Some of them? Ex-military.
Some of them.
So if I leave your post and I walk up the street that you're not commanding anymore, that you're not posting anymore, and he thinks completely different from you, how come you're not there to protect me from him?
But he agreed.
He agreed
to walk to the end of the street. He agreed to leave his post. Right.
And I think that what you're asking, Burpee, is a lot easier said than done. And just like you're offering that, what if?
Well, black people are asking is a lot easier said than done.
What if he and he left other National Guardsmen there and they were the ones actually shot into the audience and everything, and he could have said, no, we're not going to do that. If you're going to throw what ifs out there, let me throw that what if out there.
570
What
WPG.
If he was going to be the one to stand up there and take a stand?
If you got a comment,
so he was
call
like,
in right
I
now.
Need to be here at this spot so that I cannot just protect you, but I can protect you from us that might be bad.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
In borderline, she was kind of harassing him. It's like, you know, don't bother that guy. Don't put him on the spot like that to make him kind of diminish his look and put him on the spot and make him have to make a choice right then and there when it's just too hard, man. It's too hard to...
I disagree with that part. I mean, you could,
she's not harassing.
I don't
that
agree
man.
That she's harassing.
She's scared.
I don't think she was. I don't think she was scared. I don't think she was definitely. I don't think she was scared, and I don't think she was harassing him. I think she was voicing her opinion on how she felt. We are passionate people, and what you saw from Keke Palmer was the passion in her pain and the passion in what she feel coming out. It was not harassment, and it wasn't being scared. Because if she was scared, she wouldn't have been out there at all.
No. Not scared of him.
No, I'm just you talking about scared of what then? Because if she was scared, she wouldn't have been out there. The people that's scared is at home talking about what we should be doing, and I do this and I do that, blah, 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 blah. Them the people that's scared.
She's scared of what could happen to her just for being black walking down the street, Larry.
If Keke Palmer was harassing people, then every protester that's out there is harassing people, because all Keke Palmer did was have the of the and the message that she was sending is the message that all of the protesters are sending.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't classify it as harassed
or scared.
What
I don't
she was
think
doing
she was
protesting.
I think she was protesting and she really wanted to know, hey, could you walk
she
with
was
us?
Passionate.
And she was just passionate about it. I think she wanted to send a message to the rest of the world that, hey, we're your National Guard. We want to show our support for what y'all doing. That's what she was trying to do, because the National Guard is an authoritative figure and as far as law enforcement. So they're part of the authoritative figure as well. So I think she was asking them to help send that message worldwide.
I received a DM. I'm not going to say who it's from. I'm not going to say any names. But my DM says this to me. To answer the question, I'm in the military now, actually driving to my unit up in Winston. Now, because we're activated for riot control. So that says it right there. They're being activated not to protect the people for protesting up there. They're being activated to control what they think the people might do.
We already knew that already.
Okay. And he goes on to say, I don't know what things will happen, but I know that I'm not shooting or getting physical with anyone despite what my orders are.
Okay.
Well,
tell him to post that on his page.
Hold on. I'm here to protect.
Because you said you want
people.
Somebody to stand up and say it out loud. So tell him to post it on his page.
Let me get it out, Larry.
I'm just telling you that's what you said, bro.
I'm here to protect our people, and I will kneel in uniform to prove it. I don't agree with what he's trying to make us do, and I mean it.
Right, but he.
That's from somebody in the military. Right.
Hold on. And he is needed on the street.
Right.
But according to what you're saying, they need to quit because of what Donald Trump's telling them to do.
And not even that, Burby. You said who's going to stand up and go against what the president said.
Hold on. They're still listening. He just said. He's listening to you right now.
And what he said?
This message literally just came in. He said, tell Larry, say less. It's right here.
Okay, well, so tell him. He also said, I am driving to my unit. He is what? Going to work. If he felt that much about it, he'll take his damn uniform off.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit with No Limit Larry.
Somebody leaving daytime TV?
Ellen.
Oh, wow.
Jinx. I would say Ellen. That's the only person I know on daytime TV right now.
All right. Well, fine. Y'all want to keep it tuned in for this one. Find out who is leaving daytime television coming up next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Tell that. It is coming up right after the Savage Remix, Megan Thee Stallion featuring Beyonce here on Charlotte's Plug Power 98. What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, June 3rd. Jay-Z is continuing to fight against racial injustice by taking out full page ads in the newspaper. Report of George Floyd. I actually got a message from a nosy neighbor saying that we should do this, and Jay-Z is doing it. The ads taken out by Jay's rock team quote a 1965 Martin Luther King speech and are captioned in dedication to George Floyd. The letter ends with the words, "We're going to stand amid anything they can muster up, letting the world know that we are determined to be free." The ad was signed by Jay-Z himself and ran in newspapers in New York, Denver, Chicago, Philly, LA, and Atlanta. An open letter calling for local government to pull back on police budgets is circulating today. In the open demand letter, it urges state and local government to take the money that would go towards increasing police budgets and use it towards improving health care, education, and more programs in the Black communities. The letter has already been signed by John Legend, Lizzo, Taraji P. Henson, The Weeknd, Common, and more. Speaking out, the BET founder said that the government should provide $14 trillion of reparations for slavery and racial inequalities. He also says the reparations would be the quote unquote affirmative action program of all times. In these trying times, Ty Dolla $ign is releasing music. He released a song called You.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
See it dedicated to George Floyd and all of the African Americans that lost their lives to police brutality and racial injustice. His new track was done with the help of a couple of people. I have a little snippet of it up on my Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica. And it looks like Amanda Seals might have been a little bit too real for the real. The actress just revealed that she will not be returning to the popular talk show. That her contract was up and she decided not to renew because she was not able to freely express herself both in front and behind the cameras. So no more Amanda Seals on The Real. Happy birthday to Dave East. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news.
Jessica.
Power 98.
I'm on the Madhouse. Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Ty Dolla $ign. What did she say about Ty Dolla $ign? 570 WPEG. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
Hashtag Larry Matt. Listen, so I wake up every morning about 4 o'clock. I get up, put my clothes on, do my thing, and I get ready to come to work. So this morning when I woke up, I received a phone call and a text message saying that somebody that I know, I'm going to say his name like everybody be putting when, you know, we get killed by a police officer, say his name. So I'm going to say his name. That my friend Oscar Steele Jr., a.k.a. Big Baby, had got shot and killed last night over in Greertown. Shot 5 times. Me and my big homie Murph, we started a hashtag don't pull the trigger. That not only applied to police officers, that applied to anybody who has a weapon and want to harm somebody. Hashtag don't pull the trigger. Just imagine how many people would still be in their family if we didn't hashtag pull that trigger. You know what I mean? So just imagine that. Just imagine how many kids wouldn't have to wake up and not have their father here this morning. Just imagine how many people in the community would still have this man in their community if somebody didn't pull that trigger last night. So what I'm mad about this morning is that we do a lot of stuff in our community. We protest. We do a lot of stuff. And I'm angry. Like, I was really mad, sad, and all those emotions this morning when I got that phone call and when I got that text message. For the simple fact of, I know this young man. I was with this young man on Sunday. Sunday, which was, what, 4 days ago? 4 days ago, I was with this young man. We had a conversation about a program that he started. Gloves up, guns down, started over there in the Freedom Drive community off of Glenwood on Davenport. I've been, you know, supporting it. I've been coming through, and we had a conversation about, you know, adding more gloves to the program. I even told him, I said, man, I got a belt at home that I don't do nothing with. It's just sitting around. I'm gonna give y'all my belt so y'all will have something, you know, that you could, you know, you can have a championship belt for your program. He was like, cool, Larry, I appreciate that. I'm mad this morning because I was supposed to go back over there this Sunday. And when I go back over there this Sunday, because I'm still going, he won't be there. I won't get to hand him this belt that I told him I was going to hand him. I will not get to embrace with this young man, with Oscar Big Baby Steele, again, because somebody pulled the trigger last night and shot this young man 5 times. I would not get to have another conversation with this man because somebody pulled the trigger last night. Now, we want everybody to be held accountable for the things that they do. So anybody that caused hurt, harm, or danger to somebody, we need to hold accountable. So I'm imploring the community to step up and bring this person to justice. I'm imploring the community to step up and put their arms around his family. I'm imploring the community to step up and talk to this young man's kids. Because somebody got to explain to his kids that their daddy not coming home no more. Somebody got to explain to his mama that she ain't going to never hear her son's voice again. Somebody got to explain to his friends that this Sunday he would not be a part of the Gloves Up, Guns Down program because somebody took his life. Snow Libby Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all wonder what I'm laughing at. We're going to be talking to Mayor Vi Lyles coming up inside the Madhouse. I'm going to say it again. We're going to be talking to Mayor Vi Lyles inside the Madhouse. We're going to ask the mayor, where the hell you been, Mayor? Because that's what y'all keep asking us, like we the elected officials. So we want to ask the people. You know what I mean? Y'all keep asking us to ask the mayor what you been.
We're asking the questions that the people want to know.
So we're going to ask, where the hell you at, mayor? Coming up inside the Madhouse. All right, we got to get Burpee Stops.
It's Wednesday. Cut that music off. Turn my music on.
Call us back.
Today's one is being brought to you by me, Pastor Real. And why do they call me that, Larry?
Because you keep it
100.
I'll give you 98.
100. Okay. I tell it how it is. And Larry, let's talk about it today, Larry. People are upset. The world is turned upside down because we are out here trying to have our voices heard. Now, see, they're having parades for different things, Larry. Let me talk to you about a parade, Larry. They're having parades for graduations. They're having parades if you, if your, your mother or your grandmother, your father, your grandfather is in a nursing home. They're having parades to go by and see them because of what's going on. You know what else they need to have a parade of, Larry and Jessica? Somebody say what? Somebody say what?
What?
I'm sorry.
What?
They need
what?
To have a parade protest.
They need to have a parade protest.
A parade protest,
what,
Larry.
What you mean, Pastor Real? What you
yeah,
mean?
You get in your car. Because guess what? If these cops want to spray pepper spray, guess what you can do now?
What you can do?
Roll your window up. It ain't going to hit me. My eyes ain't going to burn. My mouth ain't going to have no nasty taste, but I got air conditioning. I can sit in that car. I can raise my... I can line my car. They can't run me over if I'm in my car. Parade protest.
Parade protest. I like it.
You know why else I say that, Larry?
Why you say that, Pastor?
I know who's out here protesting, but you know what I don't know?
What you don't know?
Who got the COVID? Y'all forgot about the COVID.
I think they forgot about the COVID.
They forgot about the COVID?
I think they said the hell with the COVID.
They said, we shall overcome. Let's go arm in arm, hand in hand. If you're out there protesting for 10 hours straight, you ain't washed your hands. Somebody say, wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. You can't wash your hands with pepper spray. You can't wash your hands with mace. Go wash your hands. The COVID is still out here. So you know what you need to do? Turn to your neighbor, Larry. Jessica, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I'm a parade protest.
I'm a parade protest.
Say parade protest three times.
Parade protest.
Yeah, what he
just
said.
Like that, Jessica. The doors of the church are now open. Ah! Parade protest.
That's real.
Think about it.
What you thought?
What's up, Carolinas? It's No Limit Larry.
And I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door from the morning.
All right, nosy neighbors, it is 8:22, and I know that a lot of people are probably sick about hearing from him or about him, but he's still putting up a fight. R. Kelly is not giving up on his fight for freedom, even though a federal judge has shut down his request to get out of jail three times. He plans on going for it again. His lawyers filed papers in court on Monday appealing the judge's ruling to keep the singer behind bars as he awaits for his trial later this year. Kelly feels that he should be released due to his high risk of contracting COVID-19 due to him being pre-diabetic and overweight. The feds have yet to respond to Kelly's notice of appeal. So we will see what happens. He's still trying. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door, and that is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Nosy neighbors, you do not want to miss it. We found her. We are live on the line with our mayor, Vi Lowes. That is coming up next. Tell a friend to tell a friend and turn your radios up. We are asking the questions that you have been asking us and you want answers to. That's coming your way.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. The mayor of the city is on the phone, Miss Vi Lowes. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, guys. How are
you? I'm good.
Doing well. How you doing?
I'm staying up a little bit late. You know, the protests don't usually end until after midnight. And yesterday was a tough day for our city and tough day for everybody. And then to watch, you know, the Floyd family have to go through what they're doing to go to Houston and to mourn again. It's just been a tough week. Tough night, tough week.
Mayor Vi Lowes, if I'm speaking very frankly, the people of Charlotte, and as I've been scrolling down my social media and reading articles and posts and things like that, we have seen the mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottoms, all over the news. We have seen the mayor in Chicago all over the news, both black women. And a lot of people have been wondering, where is our mayor? Where have you been? We've seen these mayors on a daily basis, but people feel as if you have been missing.
Well, I think there are a couple of reasons for that. In some ways, Miss Jessica, the way this works is that the people that have the highest amount of discord and the biggest amount of violence and everything like that, they're the ones that make the news. And so they constantly are going to, you know, St. Louis, Louisville, Chicago, New York, and Atlanta. I have to say, I am so grateful to our city that we've been able, it's not without harm and hurt, but we've been able to allow people to protest, and we just haven't made those national news areas. Now, we probably will at some point, and I know that, but I hope to be on TV when we start talking about what are we going to change about policing. I want to be the mayor that gets up and says, we've changed. We're not going to allow people, other officers, to stand by and not say anything when an officer is acting without law and no respect. So there are things that we're working on that those other mayors don't have right now. I'm sure they are thinking about it, but basically people are calling them and saying, get on TV so I can show your city. And here, I want to show our city doing something about this. So I'm beginning to think, what do we need to do? And I'm hoping that your listeners will call, email, tell us what we need to do.
Well, you know what? One thing they've been saying, to echo Ms. Jessica's point, they said they want to see you come out on the street. They want to see you come out on the street and protest with the people. They want to see you tell the police or ask the police to stand down and let them protest. That's what they've been telling us. And that's what they've been saying to us.
I think to go along with what Larry's saying, the reason why people feel that way is because you are the liaison for us. You know, it's not like we understand that there are other people that make decisions, but you are the voice that people want to hear from. So it's not that we are waiting for that to be on the national front. Your citizens that live right here in Charlotte, North Carolina, want to see you now.
You know, it's interesting because yesterday I went to the rally that was held by the NAACP, and two times the speaker said, "And where is the mayor? She's not here." And I was there. And maybe this is what I am just saying, is that I am out there. I am talking about this every day. And so if I need to be more visible, I can do that. But I tell you guys that I want everybody to be able to protest peacefully. We are going to have a conversation, because we cannot continue to have the CMPD work the way that we're working. And last night, about, 11:30 or so, we were having this conversation. And you're right. I am the spokesperson for the council and for the city. And I am saying we've got to stop and reconsider what's going on here, because we're in this for the good, not because we are trying to deal with just a crowd. We're trying to deal with where people are harmed and hurt. And we've got to do better on that. And so we'll be having those conversations, and then I'll have something to say later on.
Mayor Vallows, what is it exactly that you can do? Because we've heard President Trump say that he wants to put more military into just about every state, pretty much is what he said. He wants to send military to different states. But there are states, cities, and counties who are rejecting what he said. What can you do specifically, as far as we've seen National Guard, we've seen how police have been handling the protesters? What can you do to say, all right, this doesn't need to happen? They can protest peacefully, but you can't do this.
We have to own this. And I have to, I told someone yesterday, I hope nobody asked me about the president, because it would be hard to say he does not know what it means to be black in America. And he sees this as law and order, and what I see it as pain and hurt. And I can't even listen to it anymore. I cannot hear from him. It's just like he's without any empathy. He has no understanding. And so I also see this as a political thing for him. And so I don't know who he's talking to, but if he would look out and see all of our protests across this country, it is not just black people saying, black people matter. Black people have been killed. It is all of us, brown and yellow and white, all of us are out here talking about policing. And the president is, I think, tone deaf to it.
Mm-hmm. Mayor Vallows, you have a tough job. There's a lot that's going on in the city of Charlotte. Not only do we have protests going on, we still have violence happening. One of my friends was actually shot and killed last night. And on top of that.
Yeah. Charlotte?
Yeah, right here in Charlotte. So, and also last night, also going on, we still have the homeless population growing here in the city. So what are your next steps as far as trying to curb some of these problems that we have going on in our city?
So the city council just approved $8 million, $4 million for people to help pay rent. So when we have these evictions coming up, we're already working so that instead of going to court, we're going to ask you to come in and tell us how much money you need to pay your rent. And we're going to use $4 million to help this community pay their rent. and also $4 million for mortgage payments. So you may be in your house and your mortgage gets behind. We're going to have $4 million to pay for mortgages for people. Then the other thing is we've also contributed to what I believe it's now called a roof above, Urban Ministries, what it was. We put the last $2 million in for them to build a new single room occupancy building for homeless people. So I think what you're telling me, and I can learn this, I'm too quiet about what we do well, and then I'm not there when people feel like they need to hear someone.
That's exactly what the city's saying. That's what they're telling us. As constituents of the city, we out here, you know, we out here with it, especially, you know, the Morning Madhouse. We out here with it every day. So we run into people. They know we talk to you. So they tell us things. They post on our pages. And we talk to the mayor. What do y'all want us to say? What do y'all want us to ask her? And that is exactly what they say. They say, well, where is she at? Friday night, Batesford Road. They said, where's the mayor? They was asking for you. Protest downtown. They said, where's the mayor? Why is the mayor not out here? So we asking
and in addition
on
to
the
that,
call, where's the mayor?
What we saw even last night, Mayor Lyles, I was watching a video of the protest, and it was through Uptown, peaceful protest. Nobody was doing anything. Peaceful protest. And our CMPD trapped hundreds of protesters on both sides through tear gas in their faces, flash bombs in their faces, and had hundreds of protesters running basically into a garage for cover. It was horrific to watch.
Horrible.
Where is the accountability?
I watched the same thing. I watched it
for that.
Said, what we have to do, we have to do things better and differently. And so we'll talk about that, and we'll have more to say about that today. But you're right. I watched that video, and there were peaceful protests. And, you know, the thing about it, peaceful protesting has changed. You have to allow people to vent and be able to say these things. But the idea of putting two lines of officers throwing tear gas on either side, that was just, I hadn't seen.
So who do we have that conversation with? So who do we tell?
You're having that conversation right now, and I believe there are a few other people having it in an office right now.
Yeah, because that does not need to happen. So who makes that call to say, well, this is the right thing to do? Because whoever made that call, we need to be sitting down and talking to them like, what the hell was y'all thinking?
That's not a bad idea, Berthie. That's exactly, Larry. It's exactly what I said. We need to sit down and figure out what happened here.
So
that was not right.
Is there a press conference that's happening later on? Is there something? Is there a meeting that?
You know, it happened like at 11:30 last night when I continued. I had a conversation with the council members. I had a conversation with the city manager. They're having conversations. They're continuing to do this. I don't know if it'll be a press conference, but we'll definitely be talking about this. We're going to talk about how we move forward.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Vallas, for checking in with
that
the Madhouse. We always appreciate
you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm going to start calling y'all then. Okay?
Now, that's what you need to do. Call you. Hey, I told you, we got an open door policy here in the Madhouse. We can set up some every week, every month, however you want to do it.
You have open access to us any time of the day.
Anytime.
And night.
All right.
Another Bel Air the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. And we just talked to the mayor of the city. If you just tuning in, we just talked to the mayor of our lives. A lot of you are on our Instagram and you're on my Facebook, and y'all are making a lot of comments. So I said we're going to go back and we're going to dissect the interview. Now, sometimes we do this, sometimes we don't. I feel like this interview
needs to be done.
I feel like this interview needs to be dissected. All right, so let's start at the beginning. Jessica, you started off the conversation when asking the mayor the question that everybody wanted to know. Everybody's been saying, like, this is nothing that we came up with. Mm-hmm. This is what the citizens, the African-American citizens of Charlotte has been saying. But not only the African-Americans, but a lot of the citizens of Charlotte have been asking what question, Jessica, the question that you asked her.
Where you at? Where you been? Where you been?
That's the question that I've been seeing.
Just
you
know get on my.
That's the question that I've been seeing. And okay, so then the mayor responded. For me, let me go ahead and say, for me, this is No Limit Larry. I don't want nobody to misconstrue Burpee or Jessica's voice. This is No Limit Larry. For me, it was a tap dance around that question. Like, the question was not answered at all. To me, she went to talking about how great of a city we are, which we are, and how we haven't made national news. I don't know how that answered Jessica's question, Because for me, it didn't. Now, Jessica, you could tap in because you're the one who asked the question. So did it answer the question for you?
No. And I hate to say this. I hate to say this because as a black woman, I want to see Mayor Vilas win. I want to see her win, and I will continue to hold her accountable. I am not giving up on her. I'm like, come on. But I feel like after listening to this interview, it's like it feels as if our mayor is in over her head, and that is disheartening at a time where we need strong leadership. We need strong leadership. It's like she just completely missed the importance of I don't think that she gets we need to see you. I don't think that she gets
how important it is
that the citizens that the community in Atlanta, when they see Keisha Lance Bottom up there every single day speaking out, posting on her social media page and everything like that, not waiting for the national news to pick it up, but understanding that her citizens are important, not national news is important. Like, that means something. I think that just completely went over her head.
So let me say this, because you said you think it went over her head, but then she came back in, this is another dissection of the interview. Then she came back and said, and Burpee, you made this point. She came back and said, oh, well, I guess I do need to get out more.
Right. It's like she was learning along the way.
Exactly. Exactly.
People will turn on you so quick when they feel
it happens.
When they feel like you don't even have the confidence in what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it sounded like. Because even with the question that I asked, very direct question, what can you do about the way these police are acting here in the city? About the president trying to bring troops here into your city where we're protesting. And she made that about the president instead of answering the question.
Yeah.
I get it. Politicians are the best liars. Let's just go ahead and call it for what it is. Politicians get out here. They tell us one thing on TV.
That's why I never wanted to be like, people have been asking me like, bro, why you never run for office? Can I lie? Hell yeah, I can lie. But I don't want to be that person.
You want to be transparent.
And not saying that you're always going to be that way, because at times there are going to be some times where you need to hide a little something. But for the most part, you know what I mean? For the most part, you have to be transparent, and you have to be able to stand on what you say and believe in what you say. And you got to be a human being. You got to be a human being.
And I don't get it, because I remember years ago, I just said this. Remember years ago, I'm speaking solely on how fast we can move. Years ago, when the HB2, ain't the HB2?
Whatever it is. I know what you're talking about.
HN1 or?
Not, yeah, something like
H1N1.
That.
H1N1. Wasn't that a
disease?
No,
never mind. That's the disease. Never mind.
I'm talking about the bill. I think it's the HB2 bill,
Burpee. There's a lot of alphabets going on out here. I'm sorry.
I think you're talking about the bathroom bill is what you're speaking
bill.
On.
The bathroom bill.
That's what I'm speaking
on. Literally, Larry and Jessica, in a year. One year we had the All-Star Game was supposed to be here in 2018. It did not happen.
2017, actually.
2017?
Yes, it was 2017.
Okay, 2017. That's right. It was two seasons in between. But within that year, between 2017 and 2018, they changed an entire law so people could go to a bathroom. Whoever wanted to go to whatever bathroom you wanted to go to. I don't care nothing about that. I ain't getting into that. I'm just talking about how swiftly the government and the people who are in those seats, how quickly they move when their money is involved. Because that All-Star game show brought their ass here in 2019.
They came back because they got the right back.
You mean to tell me all we had to do was get some celebrities to come here change laws?
That was a state bill. That was mandated by the state.
But
so
it happened. The reason it did happen is because it happened here.
Yeah, but it was mandated by the state. That was a state bill.
But the people in North Carolina were up in arms, but the people in Charlotte, because the All-Star game was happening here.
Yeah. They put pressure on the politicians.
And Charlotte lost money. All those vendors, all those people who were coming into town for the All-Star game, all the sponsors, they all backed out of Charlotte.
Yep.
And they was like, uh-oh, wait a minute, hold on. I don't care who you are. Go in the women's bathroom and stand up and pee. That's how quick it was. But you mean to tell me when I ask you what can you do about the CMPD here, you can't answer that question?
All right, 570-WPG, if you want to make a comment. And, of course, this interview will be on our podcast at power98fm.com. Click on podcast. And for y'all asking, you can download the Power 98 app. Thank you, Nikki, the boss. You can download the Power 98 app, Power 98 FM, in your app store.
This is WPG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, your Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the morning.
I could give you satisfaction. And you know we out here every day.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the morning, man. How best? Still talking to the people on my live, man. Y'all want to join, tap in on the conversation. They talking about everything that's going on in the city. They talking about the mayor. They talking about changes that need to be made in the city. I'm gonna shout out some of the people. Phil the comedian, Nico Wallace, what's up? Jessica Hamilton, Delijah Myers, Nikki the boss. I am Tiny Montana, what the business is, tapping in. Von is who I am. Those are some of the people I'm talking to over here this morning. Bert, what you over there doing?
I'm over here tapping in with my live, man. We just talking about different things, different black leaders that we've had before. The ones that they wanted you to not be great, and the ones that they wanted to be great. That black people made great, who actually made strides in the black community. So just having a conversation with, having a time of my life, 2008, Egyptian Skin. Everybody over here tapping in on my live, man.
All right.
Dope conversation.
Jessica, y'all still over there talking about the mayor on your live, or you got off?
Well, I am off, but the conversation is still going in the comments. Mm-hmm. I'm on Facebook, so people are still continuing, which I encourage people to do. Mm-hmm. I encourage people to do, just because I ain't on air, you know.
I do want
to
say this real quick. Go ahead, Jessica. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Keep the conversation going in the comments, and that's the way we get to solutions, you mm-hmm. know, and not only that, but that's the way we get to networking and knowing who has different resources and how we can partner and get things done. So keep that conversation going.
Yeah, and I just want to say this to the folks that said we jumped on the mayor, we was attacking the mayor. No, we was not.
Wait, what? Jessica,
you know my comments. I keep it 1,000.
Let me go to your page then. I missed that. I've been over here on my page. Let me go to your page.
We was attacking the mayor. We didn't attack the mayor. These are the questions y'all been won't ask.
People
we ask the questions that y'all want. We are for the people. We are the people's champ.
That's another problem. Also, people are so sensitive with. Well, you don't have to ask it that way. Listen, sometimes you got to be very direct and very forward, so you can see where that person stands.
Instead of wondering why we ask the question the way that we ask, let me ask you a question mm-hmm. that I feel like we attacked her. Are you pleased with her response? What do you think about her response?
You know what, Jessica? That's a good damn
Jessica,
question.
Jessica, you've been on one today.
You've been on one. I don't know what you ate last night, but eat that again.
I think Jessica had some breakfast.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
I'll let you folks what do you have to say.
I know each and every day, man, we ask y'all the Madhouse question of the day, and today was no different inside the Madhouse. All right, Miss Jessica, what was that Madhouse question of the day?
All right, so today we were asking you, yesterday was Blackout Tuesday. We wanted to know, do you think that things like Blackout Tuesday are beneficial to the cause? Jan McKeever says, I learned more yesterday than the history books ever taught me about our history. I also learned the names of big corporations that support Trump, names of black-owned businesses that I can support, not just in July, and who on my time was truly an ally or an enemy. So it was beneficial to me. And I'll say this, Jan is a white woman. Kevin Richardson said, to be honest, I'm not sure. A friend of mine said boycotting is like a diet. It's really a lifestyle change. If you diet for a day, you can really expect to lose weight. With that, I understand the purpose, but what's the point for a blackout on social media or to stop spending money somewhere for a day, but the next day you go back and do the same thing?
Joanna, the favorite one, said yes. Congo Queen 08 said yes. It wasn't if you didn't understand. I had people who took the people and asked questions to understand, which most of y'all didn't have no idea. Okay, I don't know what she was saying, but she said yeah. She thought it did work. DJ Shark tapped in. He said, I found a minority business that I did not know existed and spent at least $25 online shopping. And he said, yeah, I think it did work.
Shark, what up?
What up, Shark?
Ball one time said, if it was done correctly, yes. Since it was not communicated efficiently, then no. The problem with specifying movements for one industry is that each industry has influencers and followers that can misconstrue initiative. Yesterday was a game of telephone. Big Joe J3 was like, what movement? Social media has nothing to do with what's going on in the United States. It hasn't been around long. This didn't start to happen when Facebook came along.
Okay. You know, they tapped in on the Madhouse voicemail. They want to talk about everything on here today. They want to talk about the mayor. They want to talk about the social media, the question of the day. And, of course, Mr. What the Hell, want to talk to you, Bourbon.
Me?
No, I'm just kidding. 704-227-8780. You got it on your mind. Let it off.
Good morning, Madhouse. I was commenting about the mayor's responses to you guys' questions. There's a difference in attacking someone and then addressing when someone has sugarcoated feel what I'm saying. Nobody is attacking the mayor. I just feel like she danced around the responses to the questions that you guys asked her. Like, be blunt and answer the question forthright. If you don't know, then say that. But don't dance around the responses that you're sugarcoating for.
Yo, I agree with my man Burpee. I agree with Miss Jessica. I agree with Larry. It's a multi-level thing. We need to do something in solidarity as well as, okay, now what's next?
Hey, what it do? What it do? Morning, Madhouse. It's your boy, Pelly Sam. Y'all, I just want to give y'all some support. Let y'all know, man, this is nothing new to us. Over here, we got that Israeli occupation over there in Palestine. I got the genocide going on. It's nothing new, you know what I'm saying? The way they treat my people, it's the same thing treating the black community, and I completely disregard it, and I can't believe this is still happening, and I fully support y'all. I know how y'all feel, and we're going to get through this together, all right? Because guess what? In the end, God will prevail.
This is Mr. What the Hell. I want to start out by saying No Limit, sorry for your loss. Governor Roy Cooper, continue to stand your ground. Thank you for keeping Charlotte, America safe. If that orange bastard don't want to follow your rules and regulations, don't even get an RNC away, because we can't trust him no way. And No Limit, I'm going to hit Tootle so hard, he going to do a U-turn like that man did when them girls from the west side asked him did he want a free fist sandwich. And Tootle, I ain't going to be at the bottom of nothing, but you're going to be at the bottom of my timbers when I stomp your monkey ass out. And the only pressure you're going to feel is the tire pressure from my truck tire when I run your monkey ass over like a redneck Tucker, old nasty funky booty little boy. Ding, ding, ding.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Make sure y'all tap in every morning for the Madhouse question of the day. We drop it at 6:05. Play responses back at 9:25. Ms. Justice is on the way with your nosy neighbor news recap.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, June 3rd. Jay-Z is continuing the fight against racial injustice by taking out full-page ads in the newspaper in support of George Floyd. The ad taken out by his rock team quotes a 1965 Martin Luther King speech and is captioned with, "In dedication to George Floyd." It ends with, "We're going to stand amid anything they can muster up, letting the world know that we are determined to be free." The ad was run in newspapers in New Denver, Chicago, Philly, LA, and Atlanta. If you would like to see the ad, I have it up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica.
Shout out to Jay-Z, man. That's all I'm gonna say is a shout out to Jay-Z.
Yeah. There's also an open letter calling for local governments to pull back on police budgets. They're saying they're urging state and local governments to take the money that would go towards increasing police budgets and use it in towards improving health care, education, and more programs for the black community. It's been signed by John Legend, Lizzo, Taraji P. Henson, The Weeknd, Common, and more. Now, that letter I also have up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica, and I also have the link if you would like to sign it.
Okay.
And it looks like Amanda Seals will not be returning to The Real. Says she's a little bit too real for The Real. She made the announcement. Well, she said she talked about it yesterday on Instagram. She said that her contract was up and she decided not to renew because she was not able to fully express herself and freely express herself both in front of and behind the cameras. If you want to see her exact words, I also have that up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. But I posted it and a lot of people were saying, we saw this from the beginning. Mm. From the minute that she made the announcement.
Mm. Yes. Mm. Burple, you don't like Amanda Seals, right?
Nope. Oh, no.
Your beef a little different though.
I don't understand.
What do you all think about her not being on the show?
Burpee love it. He love it. Believe that.
No, I'm not. No.
Yeah,
no.
You do. You was in here clapping
first
when Jessica announced.
First of all, I've never even seen The Real. So for me to say that I don't want her,
you
on
don't
the
want
show,
her on nothing.
I'm just not a fan. Nah, I personally do not like Amanda Seals.
You got a reason not to like the lady.
It is disheartening to know. We know how Amanda Seals is, and how vocal she is, and you know how she really doesn't have a filter when it comes to matters regarding African Americans. It is a little disheartening to know that she was removed from this show, because it probably is. I can believe her when she says, "Hey, I was speaking too much, and they didn't like what I was saying, so they got rid of me."
I don't believe that because she lied about a man sexually harassing a woman. So who knows if she's lying now?
Mm. Okay.
I believe what she's saying. I believe her.
Bye, man. You'll get another job. Next.
Mm-hmm. When your baby don't like Amanda Seals, and he is mad, he do not want her to work on nothing.
Ooh, I don't like her.
Happy birthday to Dave East. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor news.
The neighborhood.
Jessica.
The neighborhood.
Power 98. The Nosy Neighbor News.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.